Good morning, Logan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How you doing, pal?
Oh, great.
Wanted to talk a little bit about Vince Wilfork. And I feel awful for him, and just a huge loss for you guys. When it comes to leadership, I think we all know it. But how important is Vince in that area, and who steps up, including yourself, I guess, to kind of take that role?
Yeah, you are losing a very important piece when you lose Vince. As far as leadership goes, he's a great leader. Leads by example. He speaks his mind when it's time to speak it, and he's done such a terrific job for us for such a long time now. It is going to be a little different not having him out there.
Yeah.
As far as who steps up, I don't know yet. We'll have to wait till Sunday to find out who steps up on the field. So.
Who are the three most? Because you're a quiet man, Logan. We know you well. You get your job done in the field. Who are like the three most vocal guys in that locker room?
I don't know. As far as important stuff to say, there's not a whole lot of guys. We still have a few guys that like to talk about nonsense, but
there's not one lunatic that runs around firing off F bombs and getting in guys' faces and lighting them up.
Thank God we don't have any of those guys. Those guys are so annoying. So it's like, this is professional football. We know what to do. We don't need a cheerleader running around in the locker room. So.
That would be Spaz, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
If Spaz was on the team, that would be Spaz. What do you think of, in light of a piece of audio that I want to play for you, Logan? What do you think of Tom Brady's haircut?
Haircut?
Yeah. Do you like it? Do you like it?
What, the high and tight?
Yeah, the high and tight.
Yeah, the high and tights. That's my style, so...
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as saying his style is my style, but...
Yeah, well...
I like mine high and tight. It's better than those flowing locks that he had a few years ago.
Well, this is Terrell Suggs, who spoke up yesterday and is not a fan of the haircut or the man.
What do you think of Tom Brady?
I don't think that's appropriate for camera. I don't like him. He don't like me. I don't like his hair. I don't know. I don't like his smug attitude. But then again, he probably don't like my attitude. So everybody just seem to worship the guy so much. Not me, though.
Now, I mean, out of nowhere, Logan, an attack on a man's hair. Do you take that? You protect the guy. Do you take that personally?
Not so much. See, I'm not as sensitive as some people. So you can make fun of me. You can make fun of Tom.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do my best to keep that guy from hitting Tom.
Yeah, right. That's great. Right. Yeah,
You can just smell the jealousy coming from Suggs. Sorry, you're irrelevant.
Yeah, he could be jealous. He could. Maybe that's why he hates Tom so much. He's just jealous of Tom.
That's probably what it is. I wanted to ask you about Gronk too, and I think he spoke up yesterday and kind of cleared the air a little bit, but there's some people that are saying Pats want him to play, Gronk's dad doesn't want him to play. You ever experience whether yourself personally or see it, pressure from the team to get out there before a player's ready?
No, not so much, Well, there's a ton of pressure, and just not only from the team, but yourself.
Yeah.
Get back out there as soon as possible. And I never had any of that. I know I always worked as fast as I could to get back out there, but I don't know if Gronk, if it's his dad or whoever is telling him anything. He hasn't told any of us that. And Gronk, he's a grown man. He might not act like it all the time, but he's a grown man, and I'm sure he should be able to make it. He should be able to make his own decisions. I don't know. He's in his 20s. I don't know if his dad should be telling him what to do. I don't even know if he is or not. So, I know the team. They always tell us we're going to get you back out there when you're ready to go.
Yeah,
and you're cleared medically. So we'll see whenever that is.
I mean, what age would you say Gronk acts?
Depends on what day of the week it is.
So what about Ridley? Ridley missed practice, and we're probably not going to get any accurate injury information from you. I understand that philosophy over there, but is that a big deal, or that just a day off kind of thing?
You know, I have no idea. I didn't even know he missed practice until you told me. So,
of course.
You don't even talk to those guys. You never pay attention to anybody running by you from the backfield.
Those guys are so fast.
I'm an O-lineman. I have my butt to those guys the entire time. I don't have an eye back there to see who's behind me. So.
Right. They're staring at your ass the whole day. I mean, that's basically what those guys get to do. Yes, Pat.
I'm curious.
That's you in the house.
In the event that another defensive lineman goes down, what are the chances of you or an offensive lineman going on the other side in a game?
I hope those are very slim, because we always dream. We're like, oh, we could do that. But when we play D-line against ourselves at practice, we kill ourselves. So
yeah, right.
We would be the most horrible D-lineman in the world. Like, we would know what's going on. Yeah. We just couldn't do anything about it.
Now, do you guys practice that situation? Does it ever come up? Like, coach is like, hey, just in case, I need you to know these plays.
It wouldn't be that hard. You run forward, you chase the ball.
Yeah. Hey, Logan, we need you to just run forward and bang into this.
All right, so it's not as complicated as
we can handle
offense.
The mental part. It's just the actual chasing somebody down and tackling them. I don't think we can do that part.
Yeah, that's the speed.
That's
might,
the tough part.
Speed might be an issue there.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your 40? Hey, no, nothing?
He didn't hear you.
What your 40 was?
Oh, my 40? Mm-hmm. It was like 5'1 or something.
How about 5'1?
That was a long time ago.
What are you tipping them at this morning, Logan? But 305? 3'3 bills?
Yeah, 300 there.
5'1 for a 300-pounder. That's nasty. That's not bad.
Yeah, not too shabby.
That's awesome, kid. That's awesome. Hey,
all right, guys. Well, it's been great. I got a meeting here.